Welcome back to the Microsoft Cloud Transition Training. I'm Jen Seeger, and my role is to lead partner profitability for the Worldwide Partner Group, with the goal of helping to improve business profitability for all of our partners. I'm happy to be here today to speak to you about the sixth installment of a nine-part training we've created along with our content partner, Service Leadership, to help you get your business transitioned to the cloud. Sales is a key component to any new service offering. In this session, we'll highlight two important activities that the sales team must do to support your new cloud business option. These two activities are thought leadership marketing and cross-selling. Before diving into these specific activities, it's worth reviewing why these two traits are so important. Unlike products, the buyer of a service has little with which to compare one offering to another. There are no performance tests or product reviews. Therefore, each move that you make has to develop your credibility and their trust. Just as you would do for any new business, think through how your new cloud business will brand itself. Do prospect discovery, present solutions, and ultimately answer the question, why choose us? Each part of the sales process should be carefully considered to maximize your credibility and remove barriers to a decision by building trust. The success of a new service or solution often begins with conveying your intentions to the sales team. This step is critical because the sales team will not want to bet their existing customer relations on a service if they don't think that the leadership team is 100% behind this change. A few tips when making this change. Be certain and confident when presenting the new service or solution to sales. Examples of this include using statements such as, "We're going to see if our customers will buy it," or "We're testing the waters." Your uncertainty will have great effect on the sales team. Update your incentive plan to include upside for selling the new offering. Ensure that you're using a CRM system to track and follow up on leads to show your commitment. When selling an intangible such as a service, the decision is often based on the trust the customer has for you as a partner instead of being able to judge ability and capabilities. There are a few actions you can take to ensure that you are developing your credibility and gaining the customer's trust. First, market your own brand name versus the vendor's. Second, do your research on the customer's industry and ask a lot of questions about their business and goals. Third, discuss outcomes and goals and tie those back to what your offerings can provide. Fourth, relate to your customers by sharing your understanding of your own business challenges and your goals for maintaining reputation with your customers. The time it takes to adapt your sales organization to selling cloud services, as well as the effort required to make it a repeatable or sticky sale, varies widely depending upon your predominant business model and the cloud business option you choose. Identify your predominant business model and cloud business option on this chart. Keep this in mind as you roll out your services. Another factor to plan for is how many leads it takes to reach your sales goals. These are the goals developed in the return on investment decision phase covered in session 3 of this training. The sales funnel for services may look vastly different than the one for product or project sales. The best service selling partners aggressively qualify leads so that scarce sales and engineering resources are invested in leads most likely to close. This slide shows an upside funnel leading to 20 sales, at best-in-class performance. Note that in order for 2/3 of the proposals to close, there must be strict qualification of leads. The overwhelming majority of leads will fail to merit a first appointment and investment of significant sales resources. This selection may eliminate 90% of leads depending upon how targeted your lead generation efforts become. The best lead generators will get approximately 1/3 of their leads from marketing, 1/3 from referrals, and the final 1/3 from direct sales lead generation efforts. Marketing leads are best generated through thought leadership marketing. The goal of thought leadership marketing is to create top-of-mind awareness and identify prospects that match target customer profiles. Successfully done, the moment the right prospect is ready to move forward, they know exactly what services you offer and how to reach you. The target is the C-levels. That is why intelligent, value-creating marketing is the preferred route. Thought leadership marketing takes time and effort to plant seeds that may not grow for months or years. Successful cloud partners have discovered that in a competitive environment, they need an edge on their competition. Customers are savvy and do a lot of homework online before selecting a vendor. So it's really important that you put your best foot forward and make an investment in building out your online presence by leveraging blogs, Twitter, video, and webinar content, and finally by pulling it all together with an effective website. I have 10 tips to get you started. First, develop your own voice and blog about what you know. I'm a relatively new blogger myself. I write all of my own blogs and I focus on topics that I'm comfortable discussing based on my expertise. 2, involve your whole team. A lot of partners think that a company's blog should only be authored by their CEO. Instead of this, think about how you can get your whole team involved. Customers want to know that the partner they're working with has deep expertise. When a partner's CEO, technical team, and consultants are all blogging, it provides customers confidence in the capability of the partner. 3. Leverage idle or non-billable time of consultants and technical teams to build content. Several partners I've chatted with have suggested this as a best practice. This is a great way to get more of your employees involved and make use of downtime between projects. 4. Consider running internal contests to encourage your team to blog more. 5. Develop blogs focused on different topics of interest, verticals, or areas in which you want to show thought leadership. Proficient does a fantastic job of this. Check out their thought leadership blog on their website. They have 14 active blogs with topics ranging from digital transformation to vertically focused blogs centered on healthcare and financial services. Remember that C-levels are interested in growing, improving profitability, and reducing business risk. 6. Consider developing bylined articles to help you build your brand. Bylined articles will offer an opportunity for you to go where your customers are learning about technology. 7. Leverage speaking engagements to their full extent. Speaking at customer and industry events offers a great opportunity to establish your company as a thought leader. Make sure that you get full mileage out of these opportunities by promoting them via Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook, leading up to, during, and after the event. Leverage event hashtags, post pictures, and meaningful quotes from your speaker, and thank the sponsor for having you. 8. Utilize YouTube. It's no secret that buyers are leveraging YouTube more and more to make purchasing decisions. An important strategy of your thought leadership campaign should be thinking about how you're leveraging video to get the word out on your company and what you bring to the table. Research also says that videos perform better if they're short, sweet, and to the point. 9. Don't underestimate the power of a good webinar. As you think about marketing in the cloud, make sure you're making use of as many one-to-many forums as possible to increase your reach, especially if you're selling into SMB. They're inexpensive to run and should always be recorded so that you can post them on your website, generate leads, and establish your thought leadership. Remember to keep them short and sweet. 10. Get full mileage out of your thought leadership content by amplifying it on social sites, including Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn, and bringing prospects back to your website. This one's pretty obvious. You need to make sure that once you have content, you have a plan to push it out to your customers and prospects. Let's take a look at this slide and pause for a moment so you can determine where you are on the maturity progression. If you are a product-centric and project-centric partner, you should start thinking about what differentiates you in the marketplace. All of your marketing should support this differentiation, particularly for the two partner-branded cloud business options. A quick reminder on how to read this chart. Read the operational maturity level or OML descriptions above and pick the one that best matches you. Read the one to the immediate right of you to learn what to do next to improve your business results. Then find your current PBM below and read the next steps for your PBM. Let's turn our attention now to another important trait, cross-selling. Consistent cross-selling will improve your chances of success with your chosen cloud business option. The more services you offer to an existing client decreases sales expenses while simultaneously increasing customer retention, satisfaction, and margins. Sales should be incentivized to encourage cross-selling. Also remember, when you set your goals and incentives, to make sure that the cloud service is affordable to the majority of your target market. A few considerations to call out. Do your research before introducing a new solution or service to ensure that you're targeting the right customers. When setting goals for cross-selling, pay more for cross-attainment goals, but also include a downside for not attaining the cross-selling goals. Take a look at the current slide and let's pause briefly so you can identify your current maturity level on cross-selling. Note how top-performing firms sharply reduce commissions for failing to achieve cross-selling goals, have a plan for cross-selling new solutions to each client, and reward the service team for their support of cross-selling goals. For product-centric PBMs, implementing cross-selling requires consistent customer communication delivered in person through high-value business reviews. These reviews need to be put in place if they don't already exist. Project-centric PBMs should consider incenting engineers to cross-sell services during implementations and add high-value business reviews to quarterly or yearly client check-ins. Managed services PBM should prioritize potential cross-selling opportunities and set goals to reach the entire client base in a relatively short period of time. Selling your chosen cloud business option requires a discipline in the areas of thought leadership, marketing, and cross-selling. These are essential to your success. In the next session, we'll cover how finance is affected by your cloud business option. I hope you found this content useful. See you next time.